This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We come to you with a dilemma, ladies and gentlemen. What is one to do when the institutions that were by some accounts among the root causes of the housing crash and the financial crisis, we speak here, of course, of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, what are we supposed to do when they turn out to be, for want of a better word, cash cows? You'll remember they were bailed out to the tune of $187 billion just as the economy was going down the drain. And ever since, there have been calls for reform, for somehow making sure that never has to happen again. Well, this morning, Freddie Mac reported profits of $48 billion for last year and said it's going to send a hefty dividend check, another hefty dividend check, by the way, to the U.S. Treasury, which will mean that taxpayers have gotten more back than we paid out. So, how do you like them apples? Marketplace's Sabri Benishor gets us going.
How do you solve a problem like my
Fannie and Freddie Mac?
How do you catch a
mortgage lender?
Pin it down.
Some see Fannie and Freddie as victims of the housing collapse and others as the cause. Either way, they were too big to fail and lots of people wanted to reform them.
I'd like to say a word in her behalf.
Fannie and Freddie Mac.
Makes me
money.
But the fact that they are making the taxpayer money may not be a good thing, says Peter Wallison. He's with the American Enterprise Institute.
As long as Fannie and Freddie continue to pay substantial amounts of money to the government, they are looked at least some people in Congress, as a great source of revenue that reduces the deficit.
And if they're cash cows, Congress won't want to touch them. That is a shame, says David Reese, who teaches at Brooklyn Law School.
There's fundamental problems with the Fannie and Freddie business model, which really rests on this notion of privatizing profits and socializing losses.
Freddie and Fannie buy mortgages from lenders and then bundle them into securities that can be sold to investors. The disagreement over reform is, should the government protect those securities if they go bad in the future, whether under Freddie and Fannie or something that replaces them? House Republicans don't want the government involved at all. The Senate wants the government to be involved a little bit.
What I see is nothing really happening and us being in a holding pattern for a long time.
It is also possible, though, that reform-minded politicians see the momentum on the wall and come to some agreement, but not before the midterm election. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.
She's a headache. She's an angel. She's a
set of incredibly important housing finance institutions.